Wednesday, 19 April 2023, our food markets continue to march in step with demand as well as with the diversity of commodities coming into the market. It's slightly getting chilly now, especially in the mornings, but our markets are quite busy. Nevertheless, we see diverse commodities coming into the markets. Prices are slightly going down because supplies are actually increasing, especially for many commodities. Today, chats supplies are quite high, more than 700 tons, which looks like the market is now swinging back to the urban consumers after some days when we had the Easter holidays when food was in consumption zones, as well as the yesterday's Independence Day when food was consumed mainly in different parts of the provinces where people were having some very important events around our independence. So we really see slowly the market is swinging back now. Potatoes today, charts $2.50, $2.50. It's a drop in price by 50 cents. Small, $3 to $3.50 a pocket. Medium, $4 to $5 a pocket. Large, $5.50 to $6 a pocket. Extra large, $7 a pocket. Tomato, sandak, remains $18 to $30. Is 80 kg sandak remains quite high, firm. Wooden box, $2.50 to $4.50. And then plastic dish, $2 to $2. Look like tomato demand continues to be high. Then vegetable section cabbage is $0.50 to $7. 25 cents remains high as well. Sometimes dollar in blower in other markets. Kovo, $2.50 to $4 a bundle. Rep, $2.50 to $4 a bundle as well. Remains quite high. Tsunga, $2.50 to $3 a bundle. Leaf vegetables are also on demand, really. Beetroot dollar. And then onion 10 kg, pocket $49. 60 kg, same year, $28 to $30. Then call from broccoli, $1.50 a kg. Chili pepper, $1 a kg. Garlic, $2, $3.50 a kg. Turmeric, $2.50 a kg. Okra, 5 liter, going for $1.50. Eggplant, $1. And then we have lettuce, 50 cents to $1. And then we have red and yellow pepper, $1.20, $1.50 a kg. Food, dried foods, not much change. 20 liter bucket of matemba, $39.45, 30 kg, same of matemba, $235. And then 20 liter bucket of madura, $28 to $30. 30 kg of madura, $220 to $230. $30 kg, same of madura. Sugar beans, $20 to $23 a bucket, not change. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. And then vegetable section, dried vegetables, not changing as well. And prices, mnyemba, $7-$8 a bucket, mnyemba. 14-16, mutsine, 15-16, kovo and cabbage, 15-18, all these measures in buckets. Dried fish, $1 to $8, depending on size. High value crop, sweet potato, 20 liter bucket, $3 to $5, 6 kg, same year, $20-$25, for sweet potatoes on song at the moment. Mango, 20 liter bucket, 9 to 10, butternuts today, $30-$35, remains quite firm. Carrots, $23-$28, an improvement, really, compared to last time. And then green pepper, $15 to $16, also an improvement by $4. Fine beans, $15 to $26, quite a range there, is also improving as well. No peas in the market. Oh, cucumbers, 18 to 20 is also an improvement in price. It's really green meal is back, 50 cents to a dollar. It looks like supplies have quite suddenly come in volumes, really. And then fruit basket, we see new fruits coming in now, especially oranges are actually dominating now. We see big trucks coming in from Mazowe, from other parts of the country. Really, it's busy. It's a busy time now. And then we start with Masawa as usual. It's the payment fees at the market, $1.50, 5 liter. Matowe is still to ripen. Nyi, $5 a 20 liter. Mawuyu, $2 a 5 liter. Apple box, 18 to 25. Avocados each 30 to 60 cents doing very well. Really, we see. Yeah, avocados are on song at the moment, about $8 to $10, sometimes $15, a big 60 kg saga. Banana crate, ripened banana $6 to $8, and ripe banana $25 to $50, 90 kg bag. Apricots $10 a box, peaches $12 to $15 a box, strawberry dollar a punnet, grapes $11 to $16, plums $10 to $12 a box, coconut $1 to $2 each, watermelons $1 to $4 each, depending on size, still very firm. Truvu bag $2.50 a 5 liter gallon, really on song now. Truvu is one of the fruits that's coming in volumes now, coming from many areas. Then pineapple box sent to 12, lemon bucket $7. His supplies are quite high now. We see prices going down slightly. Orange box 14 to 16, a pocket of box 5 to 6. Many people really are buying pockets. Food crops, maize grain $5 a bucket, not changing prices. Mumara $20 a bucket. Nzungumusho $30 to $35 a bucket. Nzungunyoro as a fresh groundnuts $7-$10 a bucket. And then unshelled groundnuts $5 to $6 a bucket. Mumara groundnuts $10-$12 a bucket. Nyimo dried $30 to $32 a bucket. Nyoro that's fresh Nyimo $12 to $14 a bucket, still coming in volume. Really, soya beans $10 to $40 a bucket, not changing in prices. Wheat $10 a bucket, popcorn $14-$16, cowpeas $14-$16 as well a bucket. Sunflower $10 to $12 a bucket, munga that's pearl millet $7-$8 a bucket, rio pearl millet $18 a bucket, rice shelled our indigenous brown rice $4 and shelled $20. That's shelled 20. Then we have mafunde, this so. Sorghum, red and white, 10, 12 at the bucket. Mapuzi, 50 cents to a dollar each, depending on size. Still on song, coming in very well. Then Mananga also coming in very well, dollar to $30 each, depending on size. Then Horned cucumbers, Makaka means were 18 to 20, not changing in price. Quite firm. Demand is quite high at the moment. Poultry section, ordinary broilers are going for 5 to 7, mothers 7, 8. Off layers are going for $3.50 to $4 each. Roadrunner, fresh, that's a female one, 4 to 6. Cocks are going for 5 to 6. Hunger, Amatendra, again, for $7 each. Ducks, 9 to $12 each. Turkeys, 15 to $25 each. Pigeons, $1.50 to $2 each. Then rabbits, $7 each. Eggs more, $2.90 to $3.30 a crate. Then large, $3.70 to $4 a crate. Then we have medium, $3.30 a crate. Then processed foods, refined cooking oil made from sunflower and soybean, 2 liters going for $4. It's not changing. 5 liters going for $9 to $10. Mawuyu, mahewa, I mean, $2 a big packet. Then we have others like Dovi, 1 liter of peanut butter is going for $2 to $3. 1 liter. Then chimera, different types of chimera, $3 to $4 for 5 liter. Then uvuezio, mafunde, wemunga, different types of meals from meal from our indigenous food is going for $3.50 to $4 a 5 liter tin. So really, our mass markets continue to be very active as we move on with the month of April. We see some preparations for the forthcoming trade fair in Bulawayo. In Bulawayo, markets are quite busy. It's going to be brisk business for traders, particularly with many people coming into the city. We see really big business trading of food is going to be very busy, as well as even traders are coming from Bulawayo and other parts to collect a lot of food, distribute to Matabele in preparation for the forthcoming trade fair, which is a very important event on the Zimbabwean calendar. Actually, we see a lot of exhibition happening there. So really, our mass markets continue to give us very important signals about our food system. It's very important. Mornings are getting chilly now, comparatively. It looks like really climate change is catching up with us. Really, mornings are quite chilly, although it's not very cloudy, but the activities are quite high. Many people are busy, buses, transporters, and everyone else carrying food to different parts of the country, carrying food to the market as well. Usually, suppliers come overnight. And overnight in the morning, we see prices being set. So really, our mass markets continue to set to be the benchmark for price, especially big markets like Mbare. They are very important at setting prices. So this is very important. We're going to continue monitoring the markets for you so that you stay informed. Otherwise, I wish you well. Until we meet again next time on Friday, stay well. My mobile number 0772-137-717. 0772-137-717. Until we meet again next time, thank you very much. Have a good day.